I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The city of Springfield, Massachusetts has welcomed refugees from all over the globe. Right now, it's home to about 1,500 of them, mostly from Somalia. But Springfield's mayor says that's enough. Dominic Sarno is asking the federal government to stop sending refugees to his city, which is about 2 hours down the pike from our studios here in Boston. Bill Ames is a senior vice president at Lutheran Social Services, which receives federal funding to resettle refugees across New England. Bill Ames, we called Mayor Dominic Sarno. He declined to speak. So fill us in. What exactly did he say, and what do you think of his comments?
I think the mayor has been calling for an end to refugee resettlement and citing that refugees cause a drain on the city's resources. And it's a position that we believe is somewhat overstated. The refugees, there are fairly small numbers of people who would come in. We're projecting, for example, 35 refugees to go into the city of Springfield next year. Those are all people who would be reunified with their families.
So can you just walk us through it? I mean, how does this work, Bill? When a refugee is resettled in a city like Springfield, I would assume they need housing. They need help finding a job, maybe English classes. Who's paying for all these services?
Sure. Well, the refugee resettlement process actually starts with something called an affidavit of relationship, or an AOR, where a family member would file documents with the U.S. government to have a family member come to live with them or live in the community that they live. When they come in, organizations such as ours would assist them with housing, would assist them with employment, education, and those sorts of services.
For you, just kind of taking the pulse of the community of Springfield, do you get a sense that the residents there are also kind of, we can't take any more refugees?
No, I mean, I think it's like any community, it's mixed. There are a lot of folks who have been very vocal and come out in support of refugees and realizes that, you know, we're a country of immigrants, and there are a lot of people who are very supportive of refugees coming in.
I know Springfield is not an easy place to live right now. A third of the population lives below the poverty line, three times higher than the Massachusetts average. Do you believe the city just might be in a position that economically they can't take in more refugees?
Well, it isn't so much. I mean, there are certainly concerns for the city of Springfield and concerns that have been documented, as you mentioned. But we don't believe that it's really about a handful of refugees or a handful of families coming in. I mean, with a city of that size, of a few people moving into neighborhoods to work and be with family, we don't really think that in itself creates this burden.
I mean, given what's happening economically in Springfield, do you think that any number of refugees would kind of be pressure on jobs and just overall employment in the area?
Actually, I think refugees have been shown in different cities across the country to provide an economic stimulus. They're people who come in, they're motivated to work, they work hard, they will accept employment and all sorts of positions and things that sometimes can even go unfilled. So I think it's more complicated than just saying that, you know, because some of those people would be well established and working and contributing, paying their taxes and doing all the other things that refugees do.
What's it been like for you? Because, I mean, resettlement of refugees, it's kind of your life and it's important to those people's future. What's it been like for you to see the city and the mayor push back on the arrival of refugees?
Well, it is concerning, because anytime a situation like this comes up, you worry about the sort of misinformation and misinterpretation of information that comes out. So you worry about people and that they're getting the best opportunity they can. Refugees are a real asset to the community.
Bill Ames, Senior Vice President of Operations at Lutheran Social Services in Massachusetts. Thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me on.